Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Well, we learned today that over 1.5 million Irish households have not yet filed their property tax valuation as the deadline looms. Now, households must file a property tax valuation by midnight on Saturday, then file a local property tax return by the following Saturday, indicating how you're going to pay the tax. Charlie Weston is here with me in the studio, personal finance editor at the Irish Independent, and Tommy Walsh is on the line, who's a tax partner at Orbisus. Charlie, you've been writing about this today in the paper, and so many people are going down to the wire on this one.
Yeah.
You have to have it done by the 1st of November, which is Saturday.
Yeah, you have to take the valuation as of November the 1st, Saturday, you're right. So look, revenue are partly responsible for creating a kind of last minute rush, because they're saying you take the valuation on a certain day, whereas maybe the smart thing is to just get it done now if you can. They tell me up to the minute 580,000 returns have been filed. So, look, there's still returns. There's a total number of 2 million houses which are liable for the property tax, houses and apartments. Mm-hmm. Some of those are multiple owners, but most of them would be ordinary people. And there has been problems with the system. Now, they insist to me today that it's back to normal, but I'm getting a lot of messages from people saying, I'm trying to log into the portal, they call it, the local property tax portal, but they're having problems. So I'll give it a number if you want. If
yeah, do,
want
to, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'll say it again if you allow me. So it's 01-738-3626. If you're having problems getting into the system to actually, you need to get in there, work out the valuation. It's a self-assessment tax, and this is hugely complicated for people. They have to assess the property value themselves. Look, do it from whenever suits you up to Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then the following Saturday, you have to kind of go back in, tell them what the valuation is, and tell them how you're going to pay.
But in the letter that Revenue will send you about this, don't they make an assessment of what they believe the property is worth?
Yeah.
And what band it falls into? So
they do. But they say that's a guide only. They have a database that they have built up since the start of this tax, which gives a rough valuation, as they put it. But they want you to do a fair bit of research yourself and hold on to the documentary evidence of this research.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably need to go into...
But if you, let's say you, sorry to cut across, but if you accept their assessment of the value of your house and the band it falls into, do you have to do anything?
Well, you see, they're saying they can't know exactly. You might have put a shomer in, you might have added a quarter of an acre onto your ground, you know. You might have an extension since the last time. They can't tell. Their database won't have that micro-level detail. So, look, if you're in a standard Dublin housing estate or Cork or Galway, there's a fair few transactions. They'll have a fair idea of what your property is worth. But there could be factors around your house. You might have got a... You might have upgraded the house and put in extra insulation, so your building energy rating mm-hmm. has gone up. The house is now more valuable. They can't know that because they won't have that micro level of detail. So they're saying to you, this is a guide only. Don't take this as gospel. You need to do a bit of research yourself. Go to the property price register, which has been in place since 2010, where every property sale is recorded, or go to the CSO's property index. They have a property price index. Try myhome.ie or daft.ie to get an indication. And if your house is different and it's, you know, it's a one-off rural house, you may need to get a valuer. So look, they're requiring you to do all this work and keep the evidence you have of saying, look, this is what I think it's worth.
So you can prove it. Tommy, can I bring you in? Tommy Walsh, who's a tax partner at Orbisus. Are you surprised to hear that around 1.5 million people at this stage, and the deadline is Saturday, haven't filed their new valuation?
Well, I think anyone that works in the tax industry and with people doing compliance wouldn't necessarily be surprised to hear that people are leaving it down to the wire. It's often the case with income tax returns and corporation tax returns, but that number does sound a bit stark. And I think Charlie mentioned there some of the reasons as to why that might be the case. But I think there is, I suppose, a genuine concern with it, and people just want to make sure that they're doing it right. The information seems to be on the drip at the moment.
What are you hearing from clients? Are they concerned that they're facing a substantial increase? I know many people won't, but for some who've seen big property increases in their area, their bill is going to go up, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that is the main concern, obviously, is how it hits people in the pocket. But I think people want to be compliant as well, and they just want to make sure that if they are putting in a certain piece of information, that it is correct. You know, Revenue are sending out their own assessment in the communications that they're sending to taxpayers. But at the same time, they're also saying that that isn't necessarily going to cover all of your liability. So they want it to be correct and be compliant, which is I suppose their main concern.
So what's your advice then to people who are listening this morning who might be just worried about engaging in the process?
Well, I think the main point is to engage. You know, it isn't something if you ignore that it's going to go away. There will come a day when you do have to pay it if there is a particular circumstance that you know, that you may find it difficult to pay. You know, Revenue do have options available, so it's important to engage with them. I think Charlie mentioned the helpline there. You know, Revenue are encouraging people to do most of their communications online, so they have facilities on their website mm-hmm. as well to make contact with them. So I think engagement is the key.
Okay, now I have listeners getting in touch who've had no problem dealing with the portal this morning or as of half an hour ago. Other people who have been trying to ring the number, Charlie, that you gave out, and they're not able to get through. But this is an interesting one. And Tommy, you might be the best person to ask this question of. Dee bought a new house 3 years ago and no houses have been sold since. So how does she value that house?
I think with properties like that, Charlie mentioned it there. If it is one off, you know, you may be best to actually go to a valuer and get a valuation done. You know, there is.
But that's, you're going to incur a cost if you have to do that, right?
Absolutely, and I think you know, that's the problem, I suppose, with self-assessment tax, that it's the obligation is on you. You're required to obtain the information and retain that if it is ever queried. So you know, if you want to be absolutely accurate, I think that's probably the best approach. If not, you are you know, using the information that's available to Revenue. But if there is any type of discrepancy, the risk, I suppose, is in the taxpayer's hands.
Now, Charlie, people are confused, according to what we're seeing coming into us, about the 1st and the 7th of November.
Yes.
So will you talk us through the difference and what you need to do by each date?
Well, you value it from this Saturday. As of Saturday, the 1st of November, that's the date for the valuation. Look, it's not going to make any difference if you look at the valuation today. You know, a couple of days isn't going to change the valuation. But the official line is the valuation as of the 1st of November, you need to get it for that date.
Mm-hmm. But you don't need to send anything in to them on the 1st of November.
No, the following week then, the 7th of November, the following Saturday, you need then to make a local property tax return, they call it, which is essentially where you go into their portal, you put in your PIN number and your, and that'll bring up your details. You put in the valuation for this year and the valuation for the 1st of November, and you indicate to them how exactly you're going to pay.
Whether that you're going to do it in a lump sum or
yeah.
in instalments or, and so
There's
on.
Various different ways. You can pay in instalments through on Post or PayZone or you can pay in a one or in a credit card. You can wait till March and pay in what they call an annual debit instruction. Or else you can have it come out monthly, direct debit. It's the way I do it. It's painless doing it that way. Well, it's the least painful way.
And what happens then if you don't file by the 7th of November? Are you in trouble on the 8th?
Well, no. Look, there'll be leeway here. They're going to accept that, you know, they're overwhelmed by people. They're getting 60,000 calls a day at the moment. They have staffed up to cope with this. If you know, if you, it's only if you mess around with them, then you might be investigated. As Tommy says, you might incur penalties and interest if you undervalue it, or if you haven't updated the value from 2021. So you don't want to get on the wrong side of them, but they are really nice people to deal with once you get through to them. To be fair to them now, they're very genuine people. But I accept this is incredibly difficult. This is asking a lot of people in a self-assessment tax to value your own property, which isn't always easy if you're not in an estate somewhere. So, you know, a lot's been asked of people here. So there will be leeway. They'll be anxious just to get this one over the line as they were the last time. So they will give you.
But don't put your head in the sand.
Don't ignore it.
You've got to address it, because eventually penalties will come into play here. All right, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you both, Tommy Walsh and Charlie Weston. We are going to take a break before the news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.